So, when you went in there in the early days, what did so what were you doing there in Jacobs?
Well, I used to work up a place called the Banloft, mainly taking the boxes away when they fill up them up boxes. You have these boxes and you get your chalk and you, and then gradually after a while I went on to a machine. I was showed a machine. Actually, the first day I went there, I was put onto a machine and left there for a week or two, and then they started moving us around, and then I got eventually onto a machine job, and then eventually I got onto an ovens, started working on the ovens.
Right.
So I went from there, and I was 12 years in Bishop Street, and then I went up to Talla.
And so the work that you were doing, did you kind of keep it going all the time? You know, who was your boss there at the time?
There used to be the one of the managers was Kevin McCann, and then the higher that there was they start moving up people like there was a Jackie Smith was manager, and then there was another family man, Frank Gibson.
Yeah. And so what was your title? I mean,
it was called Ovens Man.
Ovens
Man.
Ovens
Man, yeah.
And so that was part of the packaging. Are you saying that you got the box and you
yeah, well, this before that, before I went onto the machines and then the ovens, they used to up in the Banloft when the girls would fill each box, they'd be heavy little steel boxes, and you'd got a bit of chalk and put a number on the box, and someone else would take them away, and a little four wheel thing with a hook. And they'd pull her away and leave it somewhere else into the where to get air out of, you know, a cooling room, as it was called.
And because everything was probably manhandled at the time, somebody would pass that to you and then you would pass it on again.
Yeah.
Is that the way it worked?
Yeah.
I see, yeah. And then.
See, there was nothing about hygiene in those days.
And then very quickly you were the ovens man.
Yeah. Afterwards, it was
and,
the ovens man.
So the ovens man, what did he do?
Well, it's just mainly just get your dough over and go. They had a cutter that would shape out the biscuit, and then it'd go into this long oven, much longer than this room, and you would just keep an eye on the controls of the heat.
Okay.
And then when it comes out at the other end, and then it goes up to the Banloft. It goes up this big thing. Used to call it. A rolling thing used to go
conveyor belt,
conveyor kind of thing, and it would go to the next apartment in Bishop Street. It was up, but Talla was straight down.
Yeah, but Bishop Street must have been fascinating, really, because it was all in sections, and you got to only know the people in your section. Really, was that the case?
Yeah,
I was Mary.
But you could
working.
Hide. You could hide. She was there.
Was she working in your section?
No. She was. Upstairs.
What were you doing, Mary?
I was in the chocolate room. Yeah. And like that too, we worked at the dry workforce and the gold grain or whatever. And then eventually it would go through a machine again for the chocolate to go on. But I was three floors up, I think, at that stage.
That's right, yeah. When I first started, I used to see the mile going by. I worked on the cracker. I worked on the cracker.
We had to go into work. We'd have to go in by the bakehouse and they'd all be standing at their ovens. And then we'd go up to our locker room and through the Banloft and up another two flights of stairs.
So it was the cream cracker was your...
That's where I first started on the ovens, and then I went on to the gold grain, working on the gold grain machine.
Okay. Yeah.
And
did you ever do the fig roll?
Sometimes I've done it. Sometimes it was on the... When I went up the Talla, we'd had the fig roll on one side and the gold grain, and we used to relieve one another eventually for their breaks.
How was the fig roll put together?
Oh, that's a secret. We can't tell you that.
I thought you'd tell me. So
okay. Jim Figgerty used to work in the bakehouse in the mixing room, and he's relation of a brother-in-law of mine.
Okay, and he's got the secret, has he?
He think he's the secret.
But the work so that you were doing, the management gave you time to to do other things? I mean, did you find there was pressure? Was there piece work there? I mean, did you find that you...
Well, there's a lot of piece work for the girls years ago now.
Yeah. So, Mary, were you put on piece work then?
Yes, when I started with it, when I was up in Talla, it was the Tins for Christmas, the USA and afternoon tea. And like that too, you had to have a target. And if you went over your target, you'd be putting the extra boxes underneath the table for the other day because you'd reached your target and you didn't want anyone knowing that you had extra over. So they'd give you a head start for the next day. Yes, I worked on that. And at night time, so if you were lucky enough to get overtime in the days too, you had to have a certain amount of boxes done. So it was enjoyable, I have to say. It was very good. The crowd was great in it to work with. It was great, you know.
But did you find that... what time did you clock in the morning?
I did an 8 to 4:30, but I did in the latter years before it closed down. I was there when it closed down. I did a 7:30 because I started at the top of a machine and we had to be, the work started for the 8 o'clock workers coming in. So that was my earliest. And I'm telling you, 7:30, 7:30. Because we did long hours one time there. The thing come in for doing extra hours and get days off. And we used to have to go in at 7:00. But lucky enough, I got a lift in because there was no way getting in so early, like, you know.
Yeah. And Mary, what about the marriage ban when you got married?
It wasn't there when I was there, lucky enough. It was okay. I could go back. We got married in 76 and I went back then till 78.
Okay, so you just missed out on that.
I missed out on that, yeah, lucky enough. I was allowed to go back.
Yeah.
There was no restriction.
What did you think of the management, Michael?
Well, there was some all right and some, you know, like a bit uptight, like, you know, a bit snobbish, like, you know. But like everything else, you got, suppose you get good and bad and all sorts, you know. But
was it really old school kind of?
Well, parts of it was, you know. I know the trades, I believe. Well, they were. There was a religious difference when they start taking up people in the trades, but eventually it changed later on. Same as if your father wanted your girl to work in the office in Jacobs, that was kind of a no-no. It took a long time before that was broken, that you couldn't have an employee's son or daughter in the office. That eventually broke up, but anyway.
Yeah.
So these are one of the things that you had, like, you know, the quirks.
So you could work away up the scale, but you couldn't get to management here. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you could. Unfortunately, a lot of them became managers through the unions. They got involved with the unions.
Were you in the union?
I was in the union, but I wasn't involved with the running of it, you know. But a lot of them were made managers, like being shop stewards in the union. And then eventually they were brought up.
Yeah.